now playing Final Frontier.
If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse. Diane Linderman, welcome to Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. We talk about everything that matters every single Sunday for the next 2 hours. And you are welcome to join me anytime. We talk about everything in life, business, entrepreneurship. We talk about life, business, parenting, cooking. I am actually a chef. A self-proclaimed one. That's okay because I had a very successful restaurant for about 10 to 15 years. I can't even remember how many years it was. It was between 10 and 15 years because we had three of them. And I am a cooking show host where I share with people now all my secrets to my successful, beautiful, wonderful restaurants on an organic farm in my younger years. And we do conservative kitchen table politics, which just so happens to be probably my most favorite thing to talk about, but I can switch subjects like most people change their pants. So you're welcome to call anytime, 1-800-449-8255. I will also be giving some recipes right at the end of my show, so you're going to have to stay with me, I hate to tell you, because you're going to drool all the way through the end of my show until I actually get to my recipes. And I'll by the time, if you're a liberal and you're listening and you're a Democrat, you're going to be a conservative when you get done with my show, I'm hoping. That's sort of my plan. Doesn't always work out that way. Some people switch from being a conservative into a Democrat. So it kind of defeats my purpose once in a while. But here's my deal. I went and saw a movie. Can you believe it? I actually got out to see a movie. It was the best movie I think I have seen in years. And the weird thing is when you see the, the movie critics, they gave it like a 2. I would say give it a 20. It was a true story. It was called The Free State of Jones. You have got to go see it. You've got to take your kids to see it. It is a true story. I've been told by a lot of people that love history and love to read history that it was very, very, very close to what the truth is. And Matthew McConaughey, I think it was his absolute best performance. You know, it's so funny. Siri came in and came on and it's writing everything you over. But I have to tell you something. It was a huge eye-opener for me. It was so well done. And it reminded me, because, you know, I'm getting old now. I'm getting older. Not really old yet, but getting older. And, you know, history classes when I was in school were real history. Unfortunately, we don't teach history to kids anymore in the school system. It made me want to read history again because it reminded me of what our country has gone through. It's about slavery. It's about slaves becoming free. And I want to share something with you. And a lot of people do not know history anymore because I even didn't know it. And I love history. I'm just learning. I would like to say I'm learning it for the first time again because it has a whole new meaning for you when you're older. You know, I used to hate having to memorize dates and times and names when really the message wasn't the dates that you had to remember. It was the principles of what men stood for and women stood for. And I have to tell you, this was such an excellent movie. It's called The Free State of Jones. You have to take your families to see it. You have to take, and you know what? After I left that movie, I said to myself, why the hell are black people voting for Democrats. Why the hell are you people? Why are people voting for Democrats? Because Democrats have been the same since the beginning of time. They were the ones that wanted to keep slaves slaves. They were the Ku Klux Klan. Did you know that the first voters, black voters, were Republicans? Because they had to fight against the tyranny and the wickedness of the white elitist Democrats. The Democrats, people. You people that are Democrats. You know, it's funny because my mom is a direct descendant from Robert E. Lee. And she went around that in the world. You know, she's like, I'm so proud of this. I'm so proud of that. And I'm like, you know what, Mom? I would not run around saying how proud you are to be a direct descendant of Robert E. Lee. I just wouldn't, because what he was fighting for, even though I heard he was a very good man, was not right. And, you know, and when you see an action like this in a movie that was so believable, and you see what these people have to go through and how there were good white people that fought for the freedom of slaves. And, you know, there's a lot of white slaves nowadays. I don't know if you know this, but there's, I mean, every single nationality and culture has slavery. This is the slavery that we talk about in America, is when they enslaved black people. But the slavery was by the rich elitist Democrats. And I could not stop getting the picture of Hillary Clinton out of my mind when I was watching this movie, because if she is a rich elitist Democrat, and I realized that the liberal mentality is actually designed to hold back people from being free, just exactly what they've been doing hundreds of years, trying to keep these, you know, all of us from being who we're supposed to be by making us slaves of the need to get things for nothing and to be taken care of all over again. Now, it just kind of goes against what these guys, these slaves, were fighting against. They wanted their freedom. They wanted their independence. They didn't want to depend on anybody. They wanted to be their own men and their own women and grow their own crops and take and keep their own crops. And exactly like what's happening now, the Confederate Army came in and were supposed to only take 10% of the crops from people to feed their soldiers, but they took 90% and left the people 10%, and they hung people. It was just unbelievable movie. And it was an awakening for me, because it made me really, really, really realize why I love being a conservative and not a Democrat. Because honestly, people, if you really wanted to know what Democrats really are about, and the liberal-minded country that we have, and the elitists, like, you know, if you ask yourself a question, what has Bill and Hillary Clinton ever created, built, made with their own hands, or did in their life, what have they ever done? Nothing. Their money comes from your hard work, your hard labors. That's why you are our stupid slaves still. And I'm talking not just black people. I'm talking all people. That the slave mentality is still alive and well in the Democrat Party. And you dummies out there don't even know what you're doing. You don't know what you're voting in. You are voting in slave owners again. I mean, I hate to be so abrupt about this, and yes, it is my opinion, but it is slave owners. That is the mentality that we have going on in this country, and we all just buy into it. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. So here's the question, people. Why are you voting for the Democrat? Doesn't, you know, I watch the hypocrisy of the elitist Republican Party, and I it's almost like I don't want to be a Republican anymore either, but I am a conservative, and Republicans have filthied the waters because of their elitism. But you really know what slavery really is? It's the ability to give up your free will to the strongest influence in your life. And if you would like to be a person that gives up your freedoms to a stronger influence, and the stronger influence is all they are is intimidators. That's what they are. They intimidate you. They're a culture of fear mongers. And they, what they do is if they can't get you by beating you and you know, years ago and torturing you, what they do now is they make you fear not having anything and losing everything and being, having to, you know, basically be like a slave again. That's what they're telling you. They're making you think that the Republicans are racist. That's how they work. They're gonna constantly, the Democrats only, if you watch now, people, if you watch, that their only weapon is the culture of fear. Oh, the Democrats are racists. Well, you know what? There's a lot of black people, a lot of Mexican people, a lot of Hispanic people, a lot of Chinese people. There's a lot of people of different races that love freedom and they love the conservative values. You know why? They work for themselves. You know, I like to tell you a little story. You know, many of you know that I own, with my family, my husband, we own a very beautiful educational company that teaches kids about agriculture. So we have petting zoos and pony rides, and we have a big ranch where we bring kids out and they learn all about farming and just everything to do with agriculture. In fact, we're just getting ready. You're going to have to keep an eyeball on us because you're going to want to come here. We're going to have a bed and breakfast, and we're going to have workshops on entrepreneurship and how to start a garden. I mean, people don't even know how to do that, or how to learn to be a prepper. I mean, I'm going to get some good prepping people out here to teach us all how to prep for the future, because you know what? If the Democrats get into power, you better learn how to put a pack on your back and go for a long walk in the woods, because they're already threatening to come into your homes and take away your guns. I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, did you watch the other day, you guys, of the Democrats sitting on the floor? And I could just, I mean, the way it looked to me is they were having a full-on tantrum. And they think that taking away guns from good people. Now, what have we all done? What have any of us law-abiding citizens that have gun permits, that practice at shooting galleries and shooting ranges and teaching our kids the awareness of dangers of any weapons, including a knife? Why is it that these people are so focused on the evil gun? You know, there's a lot of cars that kill people. There's a lot of knives that kill people. Hey, I know people that go to the beach and get a disease of, you know, I mean, just that guy the other day had his leg cut off in Texas because he had some kind of flesh-eating disease. I mean, everything is lethal. Just about everything you can do in life is lethal. So if God trusts us to live on this earth and using common sense, why does one bad seed, one bad guy make all of us equally as guilty as him? That is the sick thing about the Democrat Party. They are the culture of taking no responsibility. No responsibility at all for anything. You know why they hate Donald Trump? Because finally somebody gets up and is not going to take their crap. He gets up and he says, wait a minute. You can't call me that name. And here goes a few hundred names your way. Because you see, all they've got in their pile of weapons, because, you know, they don't believe in guns, right? They don't believe in any kind of weapons, so they use their mouths. What's the difference between them now and when they were slave owners? They were elitists. They looked like they were perfect gentlemen and perfect ladies, and they had these perfect kids, and they actually treated slaves like they were animals. And it's a sick thing to watch. But what happened is the independence, the God-fearing good men that were slaves and women were willing to die for their freedom. And they got together, and I'm talking about this movie, Free State of Jones, which you have to go see. You know, I think every kid needs to see this movie because it's history come to life. But I was about to tell you a story, and of course I always get sidetracked. But I was going to tell you about what freedom really is, because I even watch it with nature, you know. So I watch the birds. I watch them, how God provides pretty much everything they need to make their nests and to feed their babies. But if you try to put them in a cage, they kill themselves, right? They literally, like, they get demoralized. And, you know, I watch my animals that we have. We have goats and sheep, and we have wallabies and all kinds of neat animals that are all farm, mostly all farm animals, and some exotics. Like, we have wallabies, and then we have some tame deer and llamas. You know, and they all live together beautifully. I mean, they're all different species. But we take care of them. We really take care of them. I mean, we're famous for the care of our animals. And every single one of them has a name. But, you know, you ask yourself, how is it that, why aren't we having a petting zoo with lions and tigers and alligators? Because they're fiercely independent. And their nature is to survive. And the goats and sheep of our world, being that they've been raised for hundreds of years in herds and flocks, have learned to give in to their masters, which is, you know, that's what our job is, to be the tenders of God's little creatures. And the thing is, if you ask yourself a question, are you a flock or a herd of cows, goats, or sheep? Or are you a lion that loves your independence, that can't be caged up? But if you are caged up, what happens to you? You get demoralized. But you know what happens to the lions and the tigers, and we've always had lions, tigers, and cougars until about 15 years or 20 years ago. We found homes for all of them because somebody gave us a wildlife park. It's a long story. We had a zoo. Our story was way, way before the one, that movie that came out, and ours is way more interesting than the one that came out. But we raised lions, tigers, and bears, cougars, monkeys, leopards, you name it. Got attacked by a lion, had 30 stitches in my leg. They were basically with one of their toenails got me. I have lots of stories, which I've written down in a book, and it's going to come out, and you guys will think it's pretty darn funny. But the thing that I'm asking you is, when you start taking lions and tigers and bears and monkeys and you put them in a cage, okay, you demoralize them because that's not their nature. Their nature is to be fiercely independent. Their nature is to provide for their young. Their nature, if they have that kind of gumption in them, is to go out into the world and to make sure that they make a life for their kind, you know? And I look at people like that. I see that there's sheep herds of people. And Rush Limbaugh calls them sheeple. And when I heard him say that one time, I'm like, oh my gosh, he's so right. And these little sheeple of people are just like goats and sheep, and they're dependent on us. But we are the fair government of our farm, and we take good care of them. And to know that one day without water or food, they would probably all start to starve to death and die of thirst. Knowing this, We don't ask anything of them except for just to be what they are, goats and sheep. And you see, my principle of my story is you have to ask yourself a question, Democrats. You are a bunch of goats and sheep. Stay with me. I'll finish my story on the other side. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away.
All my life, there was just me and my dreams. And the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. If you want to join our show, we're going to go to the phones. We've got Barbara from New Mexico. Welcome to Everything That Matters. Barbara, what's on your mind?
Thank you very much, Diane. What's on my mind is I guess I'm ashamed of this country, of the people, and especially Florida for going Democratic or putting Hillary ahead, because I don't understand. I mean, I would like to see a woman in the White House. However, with the things that she has done and the fact that she's under federal investigation, I just don't see how is it that she is running for president when she has committed so many atrocities. I mean, the Benghazi affair is another major problem for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't figure it out. And the only thing I could think of is if they vote for Hillary, they've got four more years of Obama, and he's the one that's keeping her from becoming indicted. That's my interpretation.
No, I believe you. And why do you think Florida's going Democratic?
That I can't give you an answer to.
Because I don't think that's true. I mean, that might not be true. So it's not going Democratic yet. We haven't voted yet. But you have to realize there's a lot of white elitist rich people that moved to Florida to vacation. And yeah. You know, the sad part about people that are Democrats that are wealthy is that they are. If you watch this movie, you're going to recognize. It's called The Free State of Jones. You have to go see it. You're going to recognize the attitude, the arrogance, and the intimidation tactics that the bad, what side are they on? I think they are the Confederate side of the elitist people are, and how they treated not only black people, but white people too. They're evil and they're wicked in this movie. And I'm telling you, it's not a political movie, but if you watch this and do not see what they're telling you, the story is actually revealing to us is that Democrats have not changed. They're exactly the same slave owners as they were then. So thank you for calling, Barbara. I appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. We've got Deborah from Oregon. Hi, Deborah. What's on your mind today? This is Everything That Matters.
Well, I just happened to know that you mentioned prepping, and I think the American people need to wise up and smarten up about food stores and keeping their families safe. There's a lot we can do, and I refuse to be a sheep. I won't be a sheep.
Yeah.
I do prep. I can my own bacon. I make my own jerky. I have 22 different things of soap that I make. I make rugs. I do a lot to.
So you're just a hippie. You're a hippie.
Huh?
Are you a hippie?
No. Well, it's just amazing. I run into a lot of people that think I'm a little weird because I do all that I do.
Well,
and
you know what? It's good to have all those talents.
I can't
draw
a stick figure, and you're doing all this and that. And, you know, it's
yeah.
Like they're amazed. But you want to just, you know, how do you get them to wisen up for their own families, being able to take care of their own families and stop leeching off the government? And there's so many people out there that could do more than they do, and they just refuse to do it. And I just been praying every day that Donald Trump makes it to the White House, because he's going to be a fantastic leader. Yeah. And I think he's going to be all he says he's going to be. And it's just going to be wonderful.
Well, thanks for calling, Deborah. We got to go to a break. I appreciate you calling. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Lunderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We've got way more ahead. Welcome back. This is Diane Lunderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. We're talking about slavery today. I'm talking about the movie, it's called The Free State of Jones, and I highly, highly recommend you see this movie. It's a Matthew McConaughey movie, and he is so excellent in this movie. I can't even tell you, it's one of his best roles I've ever seen. I think he has a real feel for this history, and it is a true story, and this story is so powerful, and I'll tell you, it affected me so greatly because it made me realize that the sins of the fathers are passed upon their children. That's what it did. It made me realize that the Democrats, the liberal-thinking Democrats, are a bunch of elitists. And the ones that rule our country, people, have never earned anything for themselves by the sweat of their brow in their life. And the only way a human being can make that much money and get that, I mean, have you seen the Clintons' mansion? I think they have several. And the elitists that they're friends with, and the power that these people have is only off the backs of others, not off of their own ingenuity, like Donald Trump, for instance, who is a very brilliant businessman who earned his money the way, the old-fashioned way, and put tens of thousands of people to work. But the Clintons are users. They're not providers. They make them, you believe that they're going to provide for you and take care of you and help you become the person that you're supposed to be. How can a person that hands you everything and makes you believe that you are more worthy than you are? I'm going to tell you something, people. Being that I'm a business owner myself, I have hired people that can't even wash a window. They can't scoop manure even with a hand scooping device. They have no work ethic at all. And their whole, I mean, it's hard to find people to hire at all. We can't even find people that will work anymore. I'm telling you, it's that bad. Nobody talks about what I talk about, which is, I've never heard any talk show host say what I say. They're saying, we're jobs president, we're this, we're going to get jobs for everybody. Let me tell you something, people. There are jobs out there. There are hundreds of thousands of jobs. When I had Mike Rowe on with me from Dirty Jobs, he has an organization, and his organization is all about trade schools and teaching people trades. It was just incredible. I'm going to have him on again. And the sad part is there are 300,000 jobs available with six-figure incomes they cannot find people to fill. It's disgusting, because we have a government that wants people to not have any idea how to fix anything, make anything, be anybody. They want you to be needy. It's what they want you to be. They want you to need them as a government. And when I was talking about my farm a little while ago, I was telling you about how we have goats and sheep, and they need us. But they'll always be goats and sheep. They won't grow into lions and tigers. They won't grow into independent animals. You can't let them free in the fields because they'll die. We have a nation of goats and sheep, and they just have nice coats on them. And the government will use your vote to will their own power the way they see fit. They do not care about you, the Democrats, the liberal, left-leaning, socialist Democrats. It's all about power. Don't you people get it? There are very few people that make choices for our whole entire country. There are very few people that care about our country. And even if Donald Trump is a clumsy person when the way he speaks, he's not a polished politician. Don't ever think for a second that because Hillary Clinton's been in politics for 30 years that she's got more experience. I don't want to have that kind of experience. What I want from my next politician is for them not to be a politician. But I'll tell you something, people. Don't ever underestimate Donald Trump. He is a learner. That's what entrepreneurs do. They figure it out because he's a lion, not a sheep. And all Hillary Clinton is a queen bee. We'll be right back. This is Diane Linderman having a day. 1-800-449-8255. Stay with me. I got way more ahead.
Beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned, staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words. La 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 la.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We've got Linda from Tennessee. Welcome to Everything That Matters. Linda, what is on your mind?
I've been listening to you talk about the slavery issue in that movie.
Yes.
And there's one thing that people really forget, and you brought it up, that people are not students of history.
Yes.
And when it comes to the Civil War, slavery was a secondary issue. The issue really was the Federal Reserve. And then slavery was thrown in later. And all the presidents who questioned the Federal Reserve ended up dead.
Wow, so that's pretty wild, huh?
Slavery was a secondary issue. And you can see it today happening with textbooks being rewritten and things being changed. And when President Obama stands there and says that the Muslims contributed to the growing of this country.
Yes.
10, 15 years down the road, the children are going to be reading it as truth.
They won't
have textbooks. They're already giving them iPads so that history could be changed digitally on a daily basis.
And they do that. They actually do that.
So now my whole thing is, at this point in this country, the only way things are going to change is if people really start praying and interceding. And there's a prayer initiative going on now that if everybody in the country at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time would just stop and pray every day, maybe we would see God's hand move in this country.
Or if every day people woke up in the morning and stopped buying into the BS from the media, we would be okay too. God then could come down and smite those that smack them upside the head, that is, of those people who like to believe in the lie of the media.
Well, sooner or later, God will come down. And people will not want to see how he deals with things.
Well, I hope he comes soon. I hope he comes soon. Well, we need another flood.
I think everybody's hoping that, but at the same time, the tears get ripped out first. So.
Yes, I know. Well, thank you very much, Linda. I appreciate your call.
All right. Good call.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8255. She's absolutely right. But the reason why I'm talking about slavery today is because, you know, my dad used to say to me when we were kids is that the only thing we've learned from history is that we have not learned from history. And it repeats itself until we will learn. And unfortunately, you know, we have the Jewish heritage in my family, part of my family, and my dad would tell us stories of people lining up to go into the gas chambers where they told them they were showers. And there were a few bold and brave people, and I think one of his relatives was a doctor. They turned around and said, "You're going to kill me, to shoot me in the back because I'm not going to stand in line for my death. I can go help people." And I think one of his relatives was ones that got, you know, was able to walk away. But the sad part is that people knew there were enough people, 8 million people they killed, and they had enough people to revolt, but they did not. They stood in line waiting for their death with very few people that held guns over their heads. And, you know, and that's the sad thing in this country. We've all been so dumbed down that we've been taught to be politically correct. Even, you know, for hundreds of years have we been taught to be politically correct. You know, the one thing I love about Texas, people are very polite here, but they're not that politically correct. They will tell you exactly where they stand on something with nothing but pure confidence, most of them. And I'll just sit there and go, just love it. They haven't been taught to be stupid. They've been taught to be polite. But, you know, you mess with their family, you mess with their livelihoods, they will not back down. These people here are very strong people. I happen to be a Texan. From deep down, from the bottom of my tippy toes. But the sad part about what's going on in our country is people are waiting in line again. And the Democrats teach you how to wait in line. They teach you how to stand in line and wait for something. You know, and I'm not equating it to death, but it could be the death of your freedom. I want to vote for freedom. I want to vote. I mean, look at the UK, how they took the bold, bold movement to separate from what is equivalent to the federal government. I wish Texas would chip off and become its own nation because I'm here, man. I'm here and you'll have to get a passport to get in, but we're here. The point is that if they keep pushing Texas, they will do it. And there's other states as well. I mean, why would we not want our states to be united? But we can't keep living by there. It's the Obama administration and the Hillary Clintons and the Bill Clintons of our country that is separating us. And they're pointing fingers at the Republicans and 3-point back at them. They are the original slave drivers, the Ku Klux Klan, the Democrats. You guys better think twice about who you're putting back into this office. This may be the last time. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. So don't go away. We have a whole bunch on the other side of this big old break.
Stuck in my cocoon. I need it.
If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
On fire!
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. We talk about everything that matters here in life, business, parenting, cooking. Yep, healthy, decadent recipes coming up near the end of my last, well, this is my last hour. Also talking about conservative kitchen table politics, because that's what we do. We talk about everything that matters. And you're welcome to be part of this show anytime you'd like. Just call us at 1-800-449-8255. I'll tell you something. There are a lot of stories about people that don't need politicians to make it in life. In fact, it's in spite of politicians that most of us make it, with all the regulations and the, that's what I love about Texas. You know, they have some smart regulations. And of course, the liberals are trying to weasel their way in here. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't take, they're like a plague, liberals. They know how to get to the top because they don't really require a lot of financing, because most of them are rich elitists. So they get in there and they run for office, and they look nice and they sound wonderful. I mean, like Obama, when he first was running for office, he sounded like just a very cool dude. And they get in there and they get under their, in there under false pretenses, and then they start changing our state and our country. And we've allowed it. They're like a fungus. You know, I have some very, very close, completely flaming liberal friends. And, I don't know how they can think the way they do, but they absolutely love and respect me, and they work with me, and they work with my kids, and I love them. But those aren't the people I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that have the attitude, like in that movie that I was talking about in my first hour, The Free State of Jones. You have to go see it. It's a phenomenal movie. In fact, go to my website. I've written a whole, like a little bit of a column about the movie and why I believe that the Democrat Party has never changed its stripes. It's still a racist. They are the ones calling us racist. But the Republicans are the ones that fought for the freedom of the slaves and made it so that they could go and vote. And it was the Democrats that wouldn't allow them in to vote. And in fact, 22 of them in this movie showed up to vote in this small town and with some of the white people. And they did not count their votes. It's just exactly like what's going on right now. It's exactly the same. They are such judgmental, mean-spirited. Now, I'm not talking about the good Democrats, okay, people? I want you to know that I believe there is an element of Reagan Democrats out there that are beautiful people. They're not really Democrats, not the new Democrats. The new Democrat is now a socialist I can't even remember the word I'm trying to think of. Communists, that's it. They're socialist communists, okay? That's what they are, the new Democrats of the 2016s. They're not the old sweet family down the street, you know, that the Reagan Democrat, you know, the one that would do anything for anybody. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the mean-spirited political animals that are out there that it doesn't matter what they do to our country. You know, you have to ask yourself a question. Why would anybody think it's okay to bring in millions and millions of people from a country that hates our guts, does not vet them? We have no idea who they are. See, my family came in from my father's side through Ellis Island. They could not come into this country if they were sick. They researched them if they didn't know who they were. They were very thoughtful about immigrants coming into America. And those people came in and loved America and assimilated here and became great American citizens. I'm not talking about those kind of immigrants. most of our families were those kind of immigrants. I'm talking about the ones that Obama is bringing in because he's bringing in an element of people to disrupt the American dream, the American spirit. He's bringing in people that we know have no idea who they are, what they're made of. They're not just kids and women and kids. I mean, they show pictures of women and kids. I've seen nothing but young men. Why are we so stupid? What's what I want to know? Why are we so stupid? Why are these stupid Democrats, those stupid ones? I'm not talking about the wise, blue-collar, good Reagan Democrats again. I'm talking about the stupid Democrats, the ones that walk in the street, really have no idea what's going on politically in this country. They have no idea that their cities are slowly going to be taken over by head cutter offers. You know that? It's going to happen. It's already happening. And then they get a gun, which they're not going to. So this guy in Orlando got one legally because somehow we're so politically correct. We don't want to research people anymore. We don't want to find out who they're. You can't even ask how old people are when you hire them. Can you believe this? You can't ask how old they are. You can't tell them. I mean, I guess you could tell them they can't smoke, but you can't ask if they smoke. You know, there's so many weird things to keep the truth away from the people that you're bringing in close to your family. If you have a family-run business, who are we to go out and hire somebody without knowing anything about them? Our country is a family-run business. Don't we want to know who we're bringing in our door? Because I'm telling you, these people have an agenda. The bad guys of this that are coming in have an agenda, and it is not to help your family or your business. Okay? And I'm not saying there aren't good people mixed in there, because we all know that there are good people mixed into that. But they have to be vetted just alongside the bad guys. None of the people that came in my grandfather's days and my grandmother's days that came through Ellis Island minded going through Ellis Island. They knew they had to do that. There was like a hospital in Ellis Island. I went to visit it. It's a very interesting, it's a great piece of history you should take your children to. And they had to go in there and they had to make sure that they were healthy. They didn't have smallpox or diseases they were bringing into America. It was very thoughtful in those days. They treated them well. They did not treat those people badly. They treated them well. And it's a very fascinating thing. You have to go to Ellis Island if you go to New York. It's just scary to me that we are so stupid, okay? And, you know, they're going to try, again, the liberals are going to try to change what's going on in the UK. We know that, right? It says 3 million remain. Petition uses script to fake signatures. 25,000 from North Korea, 2,800 from uninhabitable Antarctic. In other words, they said they had 3 million and 1 million overnight of signatures from people that want to overturn the decision of separating the UK, but they're finding out that most of the signatures they have are 70% of them are not even people from Britain. 1-800-449-8255. I've got more ahead. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters.
There was just me in my dreams, and the days went ticking by.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I was just reading an article that says RNC using hard-nosed tactics to stop revolt against Trump. You know, the sad part about it is that the elitists in the Republican Party are no different than the elitists in the Democratic Party. It's all about power, prestige, and security for them, their own personal security. And I just don't think they're very smart people, because there are a lot of Trump supporters. And those Trump supporters are not going to vote them back into office. They won't. And they're the ones that are will make the giant difference in this country. And when you see somebody like George Will that switches parties to Hillary, what the heck was he before? He was never a Republican. The guy was just exactly what I'm saying is. He was a two-faced, elitist, uppity-up, nose-in-the-air, college-bred, never worked a day in his life, physical labor guy. And when you hear Donald Trump, they are making him trying to sound like he's some idiot. But no idiot does what Trump does. He knows how to manage. He knows how to lead. I can imagine if Trump could make all of us successful in this country. See, the reason why I love Donald Trump so much is because I work with troubled teenagers, and his philosophy is exactly how my husband and I have helped raise all these troubled kids. We help them make them believe in themselves first, and then dug inside of them for their ideas and help them find out what their interests were and not put stop signs up everywhere and not teach them to depend on us, but to be independent. That's exactly what we did for our kids. You know, I'll just tell you a little story. My 21-year-old son, who really had a career already, he had a career path. He was an amazing editor. He was a video movie maker. And, you know, he was very young to sit behind that computer, and he's a physically fit, strong kid. And he spent 10 hours a day, maybe 12, behind sitting on a chair behind a computer. And he just got tired of it. So he became a firefighter. And he's out now fighting fires in California somewhere. And I realized that I had such respect for that because, you know, he put his life on the line to help save our forests and people's homes. But my son didn't wait around for somebody to come to him. And he went out there and he decided that his life is his own and he's going to take his life in his own hands and want to make a difference. Now, I love that because that you don't see very often. He said he had to learn to be a man. So when he went to the job interview, he just turned 21. And he, you know, a couple months before that, he became a full-fledged scuba diver. He just, you know, the guy's just smart. He's really smart. Sometimes people's brains get in the way of who they are. And he said that to me. He says, Mom, I've got this giant brain, and he's really smart. He got out of school, and he was 16 years old, and he's been a self-made kid ever since. He's still, you know, got a ways to go in life, but he can make as much money as he felt like making, or didn't make any when he didn't feel like working. You know, he's just one of those kind of kids. And when they hired him, they said, why do you want this job? And he says, because, you know, I love outdoors. And he goes, but frankly, he goes, I need to learn to be a man. He goes, I need to go out and let my hands bleed and my back hurt. I need to go out there and use my physical body because he's very, very, very fit and strong. I mean, he runs up sides of mountains. And I just think to myself, God, if everybody had that kind of self-discipline, just a little bit of it, we could all become what we want to be in life. And nothing can stop you. And he was not looking for a handout. The temptation to look for a handout is always there. But he decided that wasn't who he was. What I mean a handout, it's like, you know, he was still living with us and he could have moved out on his own, but he does love his family. And I think kids should grow up slower. I don't think they should grow up and move out when they're 18 or 21 years old. A lot of kids are having kids at 18 years old. I have an 18-year-old daughter and she's still a baby herself. You know, they've got these big bodies and no brains, but when they start seeing that they really are useless human beings, that they're all about themselves and that his career will always be there for him, one of his careers. You know, I just think he just realized one day, oh my gosh, I can do anything. I can go anywhere. I can be anybody. So he's on a national tour now, maybe even a world tour for firefighting. And he's just, you know, keeps emailing me, telling me how much he loves it. And he said this is the most fun thing he's ever done in his life. I mean, he's out there in the heat. You know, where it's probably 125 degrees fighting fires. How can that be fun? You know why? Because the guy has, he has an attitude that has freedom attached to it. He's the lion I was talking about in my first hour. He became himself. He suddenly realized that the sky, there is no limit. The sky is the limit. He's a drone pilot. He's all these things. He knows how to fly an airplane. He learned at 17 years old. You know, he's just one of those kids that goes, wow, if I put my mind to something, I can be something. And I don't care how old you are, people. I knew a lady who was 80 years old that started her own restaurant. And she lived to be like 95 and worked there every day. I mean, what a great thing, huh? I mean, where's her thing trying to stop her? I was looking on the internet the other day, and there's this gorgeous black woman who's 80 years old that had the body of like a 25-year-old. She's a weightlifter. At 80 years old, she's beautiful. And she decided she wasn't going to be trapped in that body anymore. And I mean, if you saw her body, you would just go, oh my gosh, there's hope for everybody. She lives on liquid egg whites that are uncooked. That I would have a problem with, being that I am a chef. Anyway, you know, we're going to watch poor old Donald Trump, who I respect, and I don't care how clumsy he is. I like him, and I want him to be my next president of the United States, because the fact that he disturbs so many Democrats and so many Republicans, people, means he must be doing something right. Do not believe the polls, ever. Don't believe anything you hear that's negative about Donald Trump. You're about to see a buttload of bombs being, and I'm talking about verbal bombs, going to be unloaded on him from both sides. You know, when that happens, you know that Donald Trump is the one person that can change our country for the better and bring it back and make America great again. And that is what we're all looking forward to. So us people, us that are the wise old owls, the ones that know what we know, we're not going to doubt what we see, that have worked our butts off our whole life, who aren't afraid to stand up and speak up, we know the difference between the fake, phony casualness of Hillary Clinton, who has been trained and has every single word written out for her for every single speech. Even her humor is written out for her. Who is she? She is an alien, people. She is some kind of like alien that's been created by the Democrats and by the liberals and by the system of power that nobody knows anything about. We have no idea what goes on behind the closed doors of our power system in Washington, do we? And there are so many things that are said, so many movies that are made about conspiracies, but there's probably conspiracies that nobody could ever even think up. Not one movie guy could ever imagine. Because I'm telling you, anybody like that can become the president of the United States, and they say she has experience, what did she ever do? What kind of experience besides making sure that the dinners at the White House and that nobody disturbed her husband while he was having affairs? What did she do? She was the Secretary of State who let people die in Benghazi, who's lied to the American people probably more than a million times. And you know what? What has she ever done? I want to know what kind of experience she has in running something. That's what I want to know. This is Diane Linderman. Don't go away. I've got so much on my plate today. You know, life is like a stew without the right ingredients. It's horrible. Stay with me. We'll be right back. This is Everything That Matters.
I am moving through the crowd, trying to find myself.
back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. I was just going through all these articles that I will have up on my website, links to them, because there's a lot of interesting ones. This one kind of stuck out to me. You know, we all know that Obama, the lost this week, by the way, with immigration. But the scary thing about Obama is that he doesn't live by any rules or regulations. Only the rest of us. It says even SCOTUS can't stop Obama from getting immigration enforcement. Basically, it says critics of Donald Trump worry what would happen if a man with a little regard for constitution and willingness to impose his personal will on a hot button issue like immigration became president. That isn't a far-fetched scenario. In fact, it already has happened. A deadlocked Supreme Court let stand a lower court ordering blocking President Obama's unilateral bid to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants in a wholly outrageous violation of our constitutional norms. President Obama's orders was so flagrantly lawless that he had repeatedly denied he had the power to act in his own until he did. Now, it's not stopping him. He got up in front of everybody's faces the other day, Obama, and basically said, I don't care what the Supreme Court says. We're letting these people in. So, from that point, I have this other article. This guy is such a snake, Obama is. It says, Obama invites 18.7 million immigrants to avoid oath of allegiance, pledge to defend of America. It says, it's not only illegal aliens who are escaping enforcement of the nation's immigration laws. Under the Obama administration's expansive interpretation of executive authority, legal immigrants seeking citizenship through the nation's naturalization process are now exempt from key part of the oath of allegiance. Are you kidding me? Immigrants seeking to become citizens no longer have to pledge to bear arms on behalf of the United States. They can opt out of that part of the oath, nor do they have to cite any specific religious belief that forbids them to perform military service, according to the naturalization fact sheet and the U.S. Citizens Immigration Service. Over the past decade, 6.6 million have been naturalized through a process that ends in the oath of allegiance. I mean, how if you don't take an oath? Why would we let you in our country? In the decade between 1980 and 90, the average number of completing naturalization was 220,000 annually. But from 1990 to 2000, that number jumped to over 500,000 annually. 1,050,000 new citizens were welcomed in the year 2008, and 18,700 million immigrants are eligible to eventually become citizens, and 8.8 million already meet the five-year residency requirement. The pledge to help defend in America was good enough for 6.6 million immigrants naturalized since 2005 and good enough for the over 15 million naturalized citizens in 1980. But Obama's appointees at the USCIS think that it's too much to ask of the 18.7 million established legal immigrants eligible today for eventual naturalization of the 750,000 who will be naturalized in the coming year. You know, this is just typical. You know, he doesn't want an America. He doesn't want to have anybody love America. You know? And then there was another article I loved. It says, Britain's vote for freedom proves power is with the people. You see, and that's actually what we're doing here, people. We are making a difference in this world and this country by voting for Donald Trump. It is a movement. It isn't about Donald Trump. That's why we have to stop getting mixed up with his fangled words and stop being focused on those things because the Democrats tell you to be focused on it. Look at the man and what he's done and what he's able to do. You know? 1-800-449-8255. Check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. This is Diane Linderman. Stay with me. This is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back.
I'm undefined. I'm just speaking.
Welcome back. This is Diane Lindemann, and this is Everything That Matters. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I'm looking at the names and companies that are going to boycott the Republican National Convention this year. You know, there's a lot of us people out there, and it's time for us to do a little boycotting of our own. I'm never going to buy an Apple ever again. Not for this. Coca-Cola? I don't drink it anyway. But, you know, Coca-Cola is giving some money, but not what they gave last year. Ford Motor Company? Let me tell you something, Ford. My company owns 12 brand new Ford trucks. We will now start to sell them off one by one. We have been buying trucks, Ford trucks for 30 years in my business. We will now go to Dodge. That's right. I will not buy from you anymore. I am like, absolutely, that is the most American company there is. You guys have been making a lot of crazy decisions, moving to Mexico, and now doing to Donald Trump what you're doing. It does not work for the American people. There's a lot of good, hardworking Americans that buy your Ford that like Trump. I'm telling you, they're going to like Dodge a lot better. Hewlett Packard, never going to buy them again. JP Morgan and Chase, I won't use them. We have a Chase account. I will get rid of that. Microsoft, again, getting rid of you for anything. Never using UPS again, because UPS has decided not to help the convention. Walgreens, sorry, Walgreens, going to another place now for my prescriptions. Wells Fargo, you just lost a gigantic account. We are now going with Bank of America, okay? And if they get on this list, we're going to go to it with a small local bank. Those are the ones right now that are very, very easy to protest to. And I hope that everybody looks at the list, which I will have on my... I'm going to make sure I do that right now. Because I'm telling you, people, if these people are going to make political statements, if these companies are going to make political statements, so can we. Don't be weak. Get rid of your Wells Fargo accounts, your Ford. I mean, if you have to drive your Ford truck till it dies and then go get a Dodge, great. Apple, same thing. Once I get a new phone, I will definitely not go back to Apple. I'm kind of sick of them anywhere. They drop my calls all the time. And Coca-Cola, I mean, Coca-Cola, come on. You're such all-American. You know, why don't you just, like, cough up another 600? Last year they gave 660,000. This year they're giving 75,000. Come on, people. The Ford really is the one that POs me off the most. We love Ford. We loved them. And now, because of this, I can't love them anymore. I'm going to start loving Dodge. All the cowboys drive Dodge anyway. And the HP, of course. You know, I'm telling you, you just lost me. All these companies lost me as a customer, and I'm sure many of you, too, will. Look at Target. Target lost, what, $10 billion? Their arrogance. Their arrogance is not going to give up. So I will not go back to Target until they get rid of that weird bathroom and all the other companies. There's a bunch of other ones out there that allow that weird law that lets men go into the women's bathrooms. And as long as you can say that you're going to be a woman for the day, well, you know what? It doesn't matter to me. You better not come in when my daughter's in there. I'll be all over you. I can't believe it. I'm just looking at this going, oh my gosh. It's so un-American, isn't it? Let's see. One more interesting. It says, Daryl Issa, there is enough evidence to indict Hillary Clinton. So why don't we do it? We've destroyed people's lives. They have put them into jail for less than what Hillary Clinton has done. But you can see the power-wielding swords going off right now in Washington. Hillary Clinton is as protected as a diamond, as the largest diamond in the world. She's not going to be. She was so sure of herself that she was not going to get indicted. And it wasn't because she's not guilty. It's because she knew the outcome of this, people. For her to even say something like that is weird. It says Republican California Daryl Issus said that there is enough evidence to indict Hillary Clinton for mishandling national security information on her private email server. There's more than enough for indictment, says the former House Oversight Committee. We're not going to do it because we don't have a constitution anymore. We have a dictatorship. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. These are my opinions. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Trapped inside an ugly life.
Welcome back. It's that time again. When I get to become me, put my chef hat on, 1-800-449-8255. If something comes up you need to talk about, I will take the call. But right now, we are definitely into our recipes. Simple, healthy, and absolutely decadent. That's it. Okay. Now, I love soup. I know this is summer, and it's hot out. But this summer squash soup is the most delicious soup you've ever tried. Plus, you can drink it cold. Or you can freeze it. So if you make a whole bunch of this, and then the winter comes around, right? Pull it out of your freezer, add a little cream to it, warm it up on the stove. Then you have summer squash soup hot in the winter. Doesn't that sound yummy? Since I love the fall, and I don't really love the winter, but, you know, that's when I start cooking and we just moved into a really cool house in Texas where they have a big, beautiful kitchen. And I'm telling you, if I wasn't such a fatty, which I'm starting to lose a little weight here, I would just be the creator of even more disgusting, unbelievable recipes, which I do anyway. But once in a while, something like this comes along and I just have to share it with you. Are you ready? So simple, 6 tablespoons of butter. We're going to put that into a big giant soup pot. Not giant, but, you know, nice size soup pot. Get your pretty one out. Don't let that thing sit in the cupboard anymore. And don't use aluminum, people. It is not healthy. Okay, so stainless steel or one of your big, nice, whatever else you have. Okay? So we need 2 sweet onions, and you need to have those chopped. If you don't know what a sweet onion is, go to the market, and it'll say sweet onion. They're just sweet. They're delicious. I want 1 whole diced bunch, or should I say bunch, of diced fresh parsley, okay? 2 finely chopped celery stalks. We need 4 teaspoons of crushed garlic, and then 5 to 7 cups of either chicken broth, and I usually like to use the organic kind, or you can use vegetable broth, okay? Just use enough to barely cover the ingredients, okay? 4 large red potatoes, you need to have those peeled and you can chop them up. And 2 carrots peeled and thinly sliced. 8 to 10 cups of chopped zucchini or yellow squash. So I sometimes put both of them in, but I just love yellow squash. My favorite thing on earth. You barely have to even cook it to make it delicious. If you ever cook yellow squash, you saute it, always put onion with it. Secret. And you need 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh basil. And all I use to make this absolutely decadent is a little bit of garlic salt and ground pepper to taste. The other thing I do to this too, if you want, is I smooth it out with a little bit of cream, whole cream. All right? So when you're all done cooking it and it's just, and you puree it, after you puree it, you add a little bit of cream in there and you just make it so it's just smooth. You don't have to have a lot. But it makes it very delicious. So this is all you do is you put all this into a big soup pot, saute those onions first in that butter, and then throw everything else in there. Sometimes I'll throw in the parsley and the celery stalks and the garlic and the onions to be sauteed with the butter. The butter is an important ingredient because it has a flavor to it. It makes this rich. I normally saute everything in coconut oil. But because we're making this delicious soup, So all you do is you get that, so it's almost translucent. You don't have to cook it that long because now we're going to simmer it with the red potatoes and the carrots and the zucchini and yellow squash and the fresh basil for about 45 minutes, maybe half an hour to 45 minutes. Keep an eye on it. You don't want it to burn, so you keep it on kind of a low. Get it simmering in that chicken broth or the vegetable broth, whichever you choose. And then when you're all done, I want you to take one of those hand blenders. They're so cool. Everybody's got them. I tell you, don't ever put hot soup in a blender. I have had more explosions because it gets hot and it pops the top off and then it gets all over your ceiling, probably you, second degree burns, the whole thing. So I bought one of these really cool, and I got it at a yard sale because nobody knows what they are. And they're just like they look like a soup mix, a drink mixer. But now people are getting more popular. And I got a whole new wonderful suite of my KitchenAid appliances. And I got a pink one because my walls are gray in this Texas house. And I thought, oh, pink and gray must look beautiful together. It's my favorite colors together. Anyway, so I blend that up to a puree, literally just puree it, okay? Once the potatoes are done and everything is just pretty much simmered to death, especially the potatoes, because that's what's going to thicken this. You really don't need any starch to thicken this beside those red potatoes, and that makes it really healthy for you too. All right, so you blend that up after you get it all cooked, and you add a little bit of cream, and people, I have to tell you, this is so good. You can drink it cold, put it in the refrigerator. I'm not really a fan of cold soup myself. Or one evening when you just want to have something really yummy and light, mix a big old salad up, maybe get some crusty French bread or sourdough, put that on the table and serve this soup. And I'm telling you, even though it's warm out, I'm sure you all have your air conditioners just to going. Put that in front of somebody and see what they do. Go check out my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com, and make sure you buy one of my cookbooks. You will love them. And keep an eye out for my new cooking show, Cooking Americana. It's going to have its own YouTube channel coming out hopefully by the end of this month or the beginning of next month, where I will show you how to make all of my recipes eventually in about 5 minutes. Doesn't that sound fun and delicious? So people, till next week, be bold, be strong, and do not believe the lies they are telling about Donald Trump. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Till next week, have a good week. Bye-bye.
Kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't